Herbs in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Kate Douthit. I go to Rutgers and I study ecology and evolution. I'm here to talk about Monarda fistulosa, which is also known as wild bergamot. Well, it's a native plant. It was one of my favorite things to plant for people, and I thought it certainly brought me a lot of joy to see in their gardens, so I think it's been one of my most successful plants. It's in the mint family, and it has a big, fluffy head of flowers, and they're light pink or lavender, and you'll know it because it's covered by bees and birds and even hummingbirds, so the air around it will be really active. It grows in most places in North America. It grows in a really wide variety of soil conditions, takes dry soil or medium, so it's really easy to cultivate if you want to, but it grows in meadows and prairies. So in contemporary times, we mostly use it for a tea. It has a really distinct odor. It actually smells a lot like Earl Grey tea, but it's not the bergamot from Earl Grey. That's actually an orange. Although in the past, I think it was used for like every medicinal purpose you could imagine. Fever, sore throat, bronchial concerns. It's actually not found in my study system because I study wetlands and it grows in more upland systems, but I do miss it because it's so wonderful and beautiful and it smells great. It's a native plant that I don't get to see much in my research, so that's why I wanted to talk about it.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.